بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، now brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that life is the name for a series of choices. From the time we are born to the time we die, life is one series of choices, one after the other. Some of these we choose to make the choice voluntarily, we choose to do that. In some other cases, the choice is made for us. Not choosing is also a choice. So not to choose, it's not as if I, you know, abstain. There's no abstinence as far as choices in life are concerned. If you don't choose, that's a choice. In some cases, the choice is out of your hands, it is made by somebody else. But irrespective of that, at the end of the day, if that matter touches you, then you have a choice. So, for example, you might say, well, you know, the usual response that people give is, what about political events or political changes? I mean, I am not the king of any country. I don't make these choices. It happens. That's true. But when it happens, when it comes down to me, how does it affect me? What do I do? That's my choice. So, for example, there is a war somewhere. I didn't declare the war. I didn't fight the war on either side and so on. But then some refugees from that war zone come to my area. What do I do? That's my choice. My choice was not to declare the war or to stop the war. That was not in my control. But when the refugees landed in my town, then what did I do? Did I help them, not help them, and so on and so forth. The second thing to understand is that every choice has a price tag. We are free to choose, and there's no compulsion on us to choose one way or the other, including in the case of Iman. There's no compulsion on us that we must worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Choice. You want to do that? Do that. You want to worship somebody else, something else, worship nothing. All of these are choices. But every choice has a price tag. قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. And then the price tag. إِنَّ عَاتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. So choice is there. But what's the price tag? Third thing is, so first thing, life is a series of choices. Second one, every choice has a price tag. We are free to choose. Third one is, every time you choose something, you are unchoosing something else. Now that's something to think about. If I am choosing now to be in the masjid, then I am opting out of some other opportunity. Right? And vice versa. So every time I choose to do something, I'm automatically choosing not to do something else. So for example, if I choose to procrastinate with regard to my time and I get defocused and I lose time, then automatically I am choosing not to complete some project that I was working on in time. Then you say, oh my God, what happened to the time? Nothing happened to the time. Time is time. You chose not to complete the project. Oh, but I didn't do that. No, yeah, sure you did, because you chose something else which took you away from the project. So the project got left undone. I choose to spend a lot of my time earning money telling myself that I am doing it for my children. Consequently, I do not give my children enough time. I don't focus on their tarbiyah. I do not focus on connecting them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not focus on their manners and all the other stuff that I need to focus on, because I have no time. I mean, the number of hours is fixed. So I choose to do this, and then I'm suddenly very shocked and surprised that my teenager is doing some crazy stuff. Just today I heard this, that in the psychiatric ward, treating suicides, people trying to commit suicide, there are 8-year-old children. 8-year-old children are in a psychiatric, in this country, are in the psychiatric ward for suicides. How does that happen? Tell me. I overheard a conversation the other day. There were a whole bunch of kids who were playing, and this was a conversation between, probably my guess is, a sister who was, the sister, the little girl was maybe 3 or 4, and the boy was about 5. This girl pointed to 2 flies. And she said, "What are these flies doing?" And like that, like a shot, that little boy who must be under 5, he says, "They are making babies." He didn't learn that on that day. So when did he learn that? He's not even 5 yet. Now, the point I'm saying is that therefore, it's very important for us to live consciously, not just to live randomly, not to live, by default. Just breathing, breathing, breathing until one day the breath stops. Consciously. What am I choosing to do? Knowing that when I'm choosing to do that, I'm choosing not to do something else. Which brings me to the final point, which is the whole concept of investment and return. What is a good investment? Positive ROI. What is positive ROI? The return is bigger than the investment, right? And negative ROI is the opposite of that. Negative return on investment is what you invested, the return is less than that. So living consciously means to apply this principle in the choices we make. To say that I chose to do this, whatever it was, what was my investment? It's not always money. The investment is time, the investment is energy, the investment is emotion, right? The investment is how much effort you want to make, all of this. And then say, what is the return on this investment that I got? Now, this is the reason why Islam is such a huge, huge, huge asset, such a huge treasure. Because Islam gives us 2 very important things. One, it gives us a clear-cut framework of good choices. The principle on which we choose, what is that? Does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very simple. Powerful ideas are those which are simple. You don't need a powerful idea, not one for which you need to get a PhD to understand that idea, no. A powerful idea is one simple line, which is absolutely clear. What is that simple line for us? Does it please Allah? That is the basis, that is the criterion for every choice, no matter what it is. Will it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And second thing is, it gives us a framework where instead of instant gratification, we have postponed gratification, which means that we do something here, it gives us some positive result in this world, but it gives us a much better result in the hereafter. So that's over time. This is what it gives us. So life is full of choices. Every choice has a price tag. When you choose something, you unchoose something automatically. Islam gives us a framework
on which to make choices. And the final thing is what? Please, no, that's the framework, to please Allah. Final thing is postpone gratification. I do the work here and I get something here, but I get the maximum benefit of it when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the right choices, good choices which please Him and which will be a means of khair and barakah for us when we meet Him jalla jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.